Track 3.48.
Hi, welcome to the show. Today we're looking at great inventions for the future. What really useful inventions do you think we need? People have called into the show to tell us their ideas. First up, we have Amir. Hi, Amir.
Hi.
So, Amir, tell us about what invention you'd like to see.
I think the most important invention we need is a new kind of car engine that doesn't need petrol. There are too many cars in the world already, and as countries become richer, more and more people will want a car. That will be terrible news for the environment. But imagine a world with clean cars and no more pollution to worry about. I'm sure it will be invented soon. We already have electric cars, but I think it will be something different. Maybe something like a car that runs on air. I'm sure someone will invent something to solve the problem. I hope so anyway.
Thanks, Amir. That's a great invention. Next on the line, we have Uta. Uta, tell us about your invention.
Hi. Well, one really useful invention would be artificial meat. That's cheap and tastes good and which doesn't need cows, sheep or chickens to produce it. It sounds like science fiction, but in fact, they've already invented it in a way. Amazingly, they've produced beef in a laboratory, but it costs thousands of pounds to make. But that's the same with all new inventions. They're always expensive at the start. So I think it will happen, and it'll be really good because all the fields we used to grow food for cows could be used for something else, to grow vegetables or plant trees, for example.
Thanks, Uta. Artificial meat. Wow, that sounds scary. Anyhow, last up, we have Pierre. Hi, Pierre.
Hi.
So, Pierre, tell us about your idea for a great invention.
Well, a really useful invention I read about was a device that you could put in your ear and it would translate languages for you. You wouldn't need to study for hours and hours to learn a foreign language. You could just put it in your ear when you went on holiday to foreign countries, and you'd understand everything everyone was saying to you. It would help people to communicate and would be very useful for business people or for politicians. But it wouldn't be very good news for teachers. Fortunately for them, it's probably impossible to make such a device, or at least it will take many years.
Cool. I'd love that invention. Thanks for those great ideas. Who knows which of them will happen? We can only wait and see.